Thank you for contacting Mercury Insurance. This is Jonathan. How can I help you today?
What's your name? My name is Ruben Delgado.
Hi, Ruben. This is Jonathan
What's
with
your
Mercury Insurance.
name? Jonathan or Donald?
Jonathan?
Jonathan, okay, Jonathan. My problem is not the car or something. My problem is that I have a leaking in my house, and the plumber is over here right now. Try to fix and see what's the problem with the leaking of the house.
Okay.
My policy number, I give you, my name is Ruben Delgado, and my policy number is CAL P 00005 1213.
All right, perfect. Are you wanting to file a claim?
Yeah, we like to because I don't know how much they're gonna charge. It's looking right now, the leaking. This is a big problem right now.
Okay, bear with me one moment. I'll
It's on
get
the
you over the line.
wall, it's on the walls and the ceiling and everything. The water is running out.
Gotcha. All right,
Yes.
Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. This is Aaron speaking. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, my name is Ruben Delgado. I'm not calling to assist you for the car. I'm calling for that I have a problem. It's leaking in the house. The plumber is working right now. And the policy number is call. C 00005 1213 Ruben Delgado,
I'm sorry, can you
and
say the
the
first
number
letters of your policy number?
call.
I can't understand you.
No, it's call. The first letters are call. It's C A L P, call, and then 0005 1213, Ruben Delgado.
Okay, so you
And
said that was
the
C,
address, the house.
C as in Charlie, A
Huh?
as in Apple, O as in
Yes,
Oscar, P as
yes.
in Peter.
LP, yeah. Call. Can you find it? Right? Oh
Okay, and this is a homeowner's policy?
God. Yes.
That's not just for use the insurance. That's not just for use the insurance.
No.
It's going to be small.
Oh,
It's
really?
only going to be like $1,000.
Oh, really?
The
Oh.
insurance is going to go up.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody
Okay.
said, look, you see how much
Yeah,
it is?
that's it too. Oh, you know what? It's not going to be necessary to use insurance because I have $1,000 of liability. Okay. Hello?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm not going to use the insurance. It's not going to be that high.
Okay.
It's only deductible will be $1,000 that I have. Right?
Okay. So did you, I have no idea what
Five
your
fifty four.
deductible would be.
Oh, okay. So if I wanna report the claim, should I talk again or what? Is it gonna be more?
So I can help you with filing a claim if that's what you want to do. I'll just be unable to give you any information regarding your policy. So I won't be able to discuss deductibles with you, or any costs that would come out of your pocket. So that would be the adjuster's job after the adjuster would be assigned, to your claim.
Okay. Yeah, I would like, you know, if it is possible or not to use the claim, you know.
Okay, so I can help you with making a claim then.
Okay. I hope I can the policy go up, you know. That's why, because I haven't used this, never. This is the first time.
Okay. Yeah, your adjuster will be able to discuss with you if your costs will go up and everything like that.
Yeah, you can tell me that. The address of the house is 554 Lee Circle in Chula Vista, California. 91911.
Okay. So for your policy number, you said it was C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, O as in Oscar?
No. It's L. L.
L?
C A L.
Okay. And then P as in
and
Peter?
P as in Peter, yes. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 zeros. And then 5, 1, 2, 1, 3. Ruben Delgado.
Okay. And when did this happen?
Today. That's why I called right away, you know, to the plumber, because I can't wait to do more damage.
Okay. And around what time today would you have noticed that this happened?
Well, it started leaking, you know, and I suddenly noticed that the water is coming and running too in the ceiling and the wall.
Okay, so
and then on the garage, the water went through, even into the garage, went through the water.
Okay, so around what time today did you notice that this happened?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Around what time did this happen today?
Yeah, around in the morning. In the morning.
Okay. So around what time in the morning?
I don't know what time it is over there, but over here was around 9 o'clock maybe. Maybe 9 o'clock Pacific time. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And that's 9 a.m., right?
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
As soon as you find this one, they're going to send me the repair call.
Okay.
Then I can tell you.
All right. I'm talking to the plumber.
Okay.
Lady. He's telling me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And can you verify your address with me?
Hold on, please. It's 554 Lee Circle, Chula Vista, California, 91911.
Okay, and what's your mailing address?
You want to get a pipe? Oh, the parts. Okay, all right.
2 hours?
Oh, until Cajon? Okay, all right. Oh, okay, all right, okay. Okay, sure. You know what?
Okay, Mr. Castillo. You Castillo or you're the worker? Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I'm ready now. I was talking to the plumber.
So is the phone number you're calling me
off
of cell phone
he found
number
the,
for you?
He found the leaking already. He found the leaking already. He's going to get some parts and fix it today.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Is the phone number you're calling me off of a good cell phone number for you?
Yes, you can call me at this number. It's 1-9-395-3884.
And do we have permission to text you on that number?
You can text me if you want.
Okay, sounds good. Did you want to provide a secondary phone number in case we can't reach you at that one?
Okay, that's good. I'll be busy. I'll probably go to the grocery right now because this guy is going to get some parts anyway. He's going to come back later. So you can give me a call. It's much better if you can text me because sometimes I don't hear the phone. Okay?
Okay. I'm asking if you want to provide a secondary phone number in case we can't reach you at your cell phone number.
Okay. Sure. You can reach me at this number or text me.
Okay.
All right.
And can I have a good email address for you?
What's your name?
My name?
Hello? Yes.
Erin?
Erin. I-R-I-N? Erin?
E-R-I-N. Yes.
Hello?
Erin.
Erin. Okay. All right. So I know who I'm talking. Okay.
Okay. Can
right.
I have a good email address
All
for
right,
you?
Erin. Yeah.
Okay. What's your email address?
It is Delgado Ruben 1230 Gmail.
Okay. So that's your last name, Delgado.
Delgado
your first
Ruben.
Name, Ruben. 1230 at gmail.com.
Yes. Yes. Come. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
All right. And do we have permission to send you a summary email?
Yes.
And
yes.
Will you be the main
I'll
contact?
I'll give you permission for this matter. Pardon me?
Will you be the main contact?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And as for what happened, you
Hello?
Said that the ceiling, I'm still here. You said that the ceiling and the wall is leaking?
Yes. But they, like I say, you know, the plumber find, they already found the leaking, and he went to get some material so he can fix it today.
Okay. And where is it leaking from that he saw?
It's from the top on the ceiling. In the ceiling. Yeah.
Cold water.
It's a cold water. Yeah. It's coming from the top. Yeah. And the top is a bathroom.
Yeah.
It's a bedroom.
Okay. So it's
okay.
coming from the bathroom upstairs?
Yeah. On the top. Yeah. It's a two-story house. All right. You hear the drops?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do hear that.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's very bad.
Okay, so I have that your ceiling of the first floor is leaking from the bathroom on the second floor.
Yeah, the one leaking is from the top and coming to the bottom on the first floor. Yes. It's by the tides away. All right?
And then you said that you know where the water's coming from?
From a piping. It's in a pipe. I can see the piping right now. The guy went to get a new pipe. Okay? So you stop the leaking, okay?
So is that from the water coming into the home?
Yes, from the top. It was running on the wall, okay? But now we put a bucket, and it's leaking right now, okay?
Okay. And today was the first time that you noticed the water leak or damage from the water? Or have you noticed it before
yes.
today?
No. Today. In the morning.
Okay.
All right? Early in the morning.
And can you describe the damage that's been done from the water leak so far?
Well, it was a piece of of the ceiling. He opened it, and then on the walls there are they're wet.
Okay, so there's a spot in the ceiling that's wet?
On the ceiling where the piping is running, there's the leaking. So he opened it and saw the leaking right away.
Yeah, what I'm asking right now is just
water,
the damage that's been done. So, like, if there's staining in your ceiling, if your flooring is getting soft, if any damage that has been done from the water so far.
Yes. Yes, the walls, the ceiling, and the walls. Okay?
The ceiling and the wall, what? Are they wet? Are they stained? Are they... What kind of damage is it?
Well, they're wet. They're wet because the leaking was running through the wall too. Okay.
Okay. And how many rooms are affected right now?
The one they're affecting is by the passageway. That's the one is very bad.
Okay, so just one room right now?
Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned something earlier about a garage.
It's not a room,
it's
a passageway. It's a passageway. And the garage, I think, was the same leaking from here to went to the garage.
Okay, so there's leaking in the garage and your entryway?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so two rooms are affected?
Yeah, the garage and the passageway. Okay?
Okay.
There's a passageway at the house.
And has the source of the water been stopped?
Yeah. It won't stop. It won't stop.
It won't
stop?
It's
leaking. Like I say, it won't stop because it's leaking. You put a bucket so the water... is dripping right there, right now.
Okay, so I'm just asking, yeah, it's still leaking right now?
Yeah, it's leaking.
Okay. And are you able to live in your home until you hear from your adjuster?
Yes. Well, it's coming today or tomorrow, or when is it going to come, the adjuster?
So more than likely, they won't be coming out either today or tomorrow. They may have an appraiser come out, but the adjuster is just going to be the person handling your claim.
Okay. All right. Are they going to call me when they're coming?
If anyone comes, they'll call you ahead of time.
All right. Okay.
All right. And have you selected anyone to work on your property?
Pardon me?
Have you selected anyone to work on your property?
Is anybody working on the property?
Have you selected anyone to work on your property? So the plumbers that are there right now, is that who you selected to work on your property?
Yes. Yes. The plumber.
Okay. And can I have
some part? Yeah.
Okay. Can I have the name of the person or company and their contact number?
The Castillo. Castillo Plumber. That's the name of the plumber.
Castillo Plumbers?
Castillo Plumbers is C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, Castillo.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a phone number for them?
Let me see. Hi. What is the number of the plumber? The number?
Yeah.
You got it in there?
Yeah, I
have. Because I'm...
It's 619.
619-549-3591.
Okay,
so that was 619-549-3591. The area is
619. Yeah, area code 619.
Is it? Okay, you got it?
Okay, 619-549-3591.
619-549-3591.
3591. Yeah.
Okay.
3591. Uh-huh. You got it?
Yes.
There's a Castillo Plumbers.
Okay, so when fire, water, or other perils damage your home, we want to move quickly to protect your property from further damage. The Mercury Mitigation Program offers reputable, highly rated, and qualified vendors to assist you. Please understand you are under no obligation to use our recommended vendors and have the option of choosing a provider of your own. And although we are not able to confirm coverage at this time, we highly recommend our vendors for their fast and reliable service and to reduce any potential out-of-pocket costs you could incur. Would you like to take advantage of our mitigation program?
What the mitigation program is
just a temporary fix until you find your permanent solution. So if you already have your plumber, there's no need to take advantage of it. So this is just if you would like to take advantage of our mitigation program. I just need a yes or no.
No, I don't think
so.
Okay.
You already got a plumber.
Yeah, I got a plumber already. He's the one he's working.
Yeah.
He went to get some parts. That's all.
I understand.
All right. Okay.
All right. So we do have everything we need to get this claim started. Just save any additional information you may have that I didn't ask you about today. And do not dispose of any damaged property, including broken water lines. If it's safe and reasonable to do so, attempt to locate and stop the source of the water. And if possible, protect your items from direct exposure to the water. And then if you could, take a couple photos of the impacted area. I'll be sending a link to your email that's going to allow you to upload those directly to your adjuster.
Okay. I will send you pictures for the damage.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then I've also sent you your claim number, but I can give it to you verbally as well if you'd like me to.
Okay. What's the number so I can send the pictures?
I've sent a link to your email. I've sent a link to your email that's going to allow you to upload them directly to your adjuster.
Okay, sure. All right. Okay, dokie.
All right. And then I've sent you your claim number already in an email and text as well, but I can give it to you verbally if you'd like me to.
Send it to me.
She's going to put it on the email.
Yeah, you want to put it on the email.
And if you turn it down, she'll tell you right now the claim number. So you have it. Go get the...
Yeah, let me get it. Let me get a pen. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Okay, give me the number.
Okay, it's going to be C like Charlie, A like Apple, L like Linda,
okay.
B like Charlie, 00
okay, CLLC 401720, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. And your adjuster will be contacting you by 5 p.m. on Monday.
On Monday. Okay. All right. Monday. Okay.
All right. Did you have any questions for me?
No, I don't. Thank you very much for your taking my call.
Yeah, no problem. You have a great day.
You too, Eden. Have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right.
So that's the insurance right there, right?
Yeah.